I'm Richard Quest, and these are the top business headlines on CNN. U.S. stocks surged as lawmakers said they were within striking distance of a stimulus deal. The Dow ended the day at more than 2,000 points. It's the best point gain of all time. President Trump says he wants the U.S. open for business in less than 3 weeks. White House officials are scrambling to find a way to reopen workplaces without triggering a public health catastrophe. Health officials and lawmakers have pushed back, warning against lifting lockdowns too early. The aviation trade group IATA says the coronavirus could cost global carriers $252 billion in lost passenger revenue. It will be a 44% drop from last year. IATA says European carriers are most at risk of collapsing. Ford's joining the list of companies retooling for the pandemic by announcing new partnerships with 3M to make respirator masks and with GE to make ventilators. The Ford chief executive, Jim Hackett, says the company can quickly scale up.
It normally takes about 27 hours to make a ventilator. We think we can cut that in half. And I would say to you that at scale, by the middle of May, we could be making hundreds of thousands of these ventilators.
Those are the top business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in New York.